of kind of round place out in the field, higher than the rest of the field around it. What would you call that?
I call that a low place.
What do you call the thing you turn to open a door?
The door? House door.
That's right.
House door.
Now, what would you call this thing you turn to get the door open?
Key.
And if it's locked up, and then what's this round thing you turn to get the door to open?
The door knob.
All right. What do you call something that's very large and a lot higher than a hill?
I would call it a car, wouldn't you?
Say it's way up high, and you go, maybe you have to drive up a winding road to get up there, and it's a lot cooler up there. What do you call it?
I would call that up there on a mountain.
Now, what do you call the rocky side of a mountain that drops off sharp?
Well, I would call that drop off it. I would call that hilly and rocky.
Up in the mountains where the road goes across in a low place, what would you call that low place in between the mountains?
Well, I'd call that low place in between the mountains. I would call that a low, flat place. I wouldn't call it a high place. I'd call it a low place.
Maybe there's a place in where it looks like two mountains come up and meet, but there's a little narrow place in between where you can get through without going up over the mountain. What would you call that little narrow place that the road goes through, or maybe a stream of water goes through?
Well, I'd call that a low place where that stream of water coming through.
What do you call a place where boats stop? Where boats stop and maybe unload freight. A boat that has a big load on it, they pull up and maybe tie up and unload some freight. Back down here at the
Well, I'd call that the on these boats and they're driving up to the river, stopping and tying and unloading.
And then what do you call this place where they tie up and unload?
New road.
Can you think of a name for that place where they unload the boat?
No.
Set a bunch of freight off the boat up on this wood place?
I wouldn't call it anything. But is this on
wood
loading?
Or concrete place?
Is this on loading at the what you might call, well, the way I would see it, you might call it unloading at the flat farm.
What would you call a place where a large amount of water falls a long distance? Like a stream of water is coming down the mountain, and then there's a big drop-off, and the water drops almost straight down, comes down over a steep drop-off. What do you call that water?
I'd call that the river.
A river, maybe a real swift river, is coming down a mountainside, and it's tumbling down over the rocks, and it comes to a place where it's coming down here, and then maybe all of a sudden the place right below that's 30 feet lower than that, and the water tumbles straight down over that. What do you call that place in the water?
I'd call that place in the water
where it falls down from way up high down to a lower place.